The former superintendent of Traverse City Area Public Schools, Ann Cardin, resigned last week, 2 months into the job. The reason for her departure is not exactly clear. There are plenty of rumors about why she left, but trustee meetings about her job were held behind closed doors. Frustrated residents, parents, and school district employees packed into the school board meetings held in the last 10 days. Many asked for answers, others asked for some transparency. Several asked for resignations.
I am embarrassed for many of you here on the board today, and I expect more of you. TCATS and our community deserve so much better.
Like, I know I say recall, but you know what? That's too late. There needs to be a criminal investigation based on you guys right there, because there's some fraud.
If we lose this superintendent, you should all be ashamed and immediately resign your positions for this astounding failure of board leadership.
Okay, with us now to help sort out all of this is Mac Johnston from Interlochen Public Radio. So Ann Cardin took the job in August. How did this all start?
Yeah, so about a month ago, the school board held a closed meeting to hear what was labeled as a complaint about an employee. And word started getting around town that that employee was Ann Cardin, who they had hired, you know, about a month and a half earlier. So at that meeting, allegedly, school board president, a woman named Sue Kelly, just kind of went off on Ann Cardin and criticized everything from her approach to school funding to how often Ann Cardin wanted to meet with the school board. Here's school board member Erica Moon Moore relaying what happened at that meeting.
The complaint that we were read by the board chair was a complete disgrace. The approach, the delivery, the tone were absolutely atrocious.
Trustee Moore, you are talking about closed session that is illegal, and you are to cease right now.
What did we just hear there? Can you give us a little context?
Yeah, so that first voice was school board member Erica Moon Moore, basically recounting what happened in that meeting and what was in that employee complaint before she was shut down by the second voice, that's board president Sue Kelly. Sue Kelly told her to stop because these discussions that they had over Ann Cardin were held in closed meetings of the board, and whatever's discussed in those meetings can't be publicly disclosed under the Open Meetings Act.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just read the Open Meetings Act, and I'm not sure that's correct. We'll leave that to the lawyers. That board member, Erica Moon Moore, was vocally supportive of Cardin. Who is she and what was her role in all of this?
Moon Moore is a new addition to the board. She was elected last year. She's sort of been the public face of the support for Ann Cardin. Erica claims that this whole thing is a concerted effort on the part of other board members, including Sue Kelly, to undermine Ann Cardin and get her out. Now, Moore herself has faced some criticism and opened herself to potential legal punishment by sort of airing all this dirty laundry in public. Here's Erica Moore elaborating a bit on what this all means for her future on the board.
I will listen to the community, and if they believe that I should step down, then I will respect that.
Going back to the superintendent, Ann Cardin, what was her standing in the district?
Yeah, so everything I'm hearing from teachers, from parents, from staff members was that she seemed really popular. I mean, granted, she's only in the job for 2 months, but at these school board meetings over her future, parents and teachers raved about her. Ann Cardin spent the first few weeks of her tenure at the start of the school year last month touring schools in the district. She was a presence in the classrooms. She met teachers and students. And keep in mind, the school board unanimously approved her a few months ago by a vote of 7-0. And sort of all this support is why so many people have rallied behind her during this whole sort of controversy over her superintendency.
Now, there were rumors of tension and disagreements between Cardin and the school board. What was the source of that?
Yeah, so Cardin and the school board allegedly disagreed over two main things. The first was this thing called the School Finance Research Collaborative. I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but basically the SFRC, as it's called, is a think tank of education experts that argue for a weighted approach to school funding. Their idea is that districts with lots of students from low-income families or schools with a big population of special education students would get more money from the state to address those needs. Historically, the board of Traverse City Schools historically doesn't support that model. The previous school board and previous superintendent before Ann Cardin passed a resolution condemning the SFRC. They think it doesn't go far enough to help districts that are historically underfunded, like Traverse City Schools are. Ann Cardin seemed to support the weighted funding model, which the board knew when she was hired, and they had discussions about sort of meeting in the middle on all this. So that's the first thing. The other big disagreement was over this thing called the blueprint. It's this kind of like problem-solving model that the district is rolling out over the next year or so. It kind of emphasizes district-wide reforms instead of changing individual schools. So these were the main two points that apparently Ann Cardin and the school board just couldn't, I guess, meet in the middle on.
The school board president, Sue Kelly, who some claim is behind Cardin's ouster, has she shed any light on what's going on?
To be frank, not really. She did say that the board and Ann Cardin disagreed on this school funding model, which I talked about earlier. Outside of that, she really hasn't said much. She insists that this is a personnel decision, an employee complaint, and any discussions over Cardin's job were held in closed meetings of the board and that she legally can't disclose those employee complaints or personnel changes. Here she is elaborating a little bit on that.
We are supporting Ann's decision. It was her request. And because of confidential information that was disclosed, she could not continue to work in the district in that capacity.
What does Ann Cardin have to say all about this?
So Ann Cardin hasn't spoken publicly about this at all. She wasn't at any of these school board meetings. I certainly haven't seen her around. And it's my understanding, based on what I've been hearing, and that in the last week while all this was unfolding, she was taking sick and personal days. She wasn't going to work because all this was sort of still up in the air. In her resignation letter, which was read at the meeting last Thursday, she asked everyone, and I'm quoting here, to please respect this decision. It was not a decision that I arrived at lightly, but it is the right decision for all concerned. That's the full extent that we've heard from Ann in all this.
Well, all of this is really disruptive, and I'm wondering, what does it mean for the district's reputation? Are their parents saying they're going to pull their kids out from the district or something like that?
Well, I mean, frankly, Traverse City schools have not had a good or easy past few years. Just this past year, the district had to pay back around $2 million to the state for miscalculating student enrollment at an online school program. That was a long, drawn-out, ugly process with appeals with the state. And the district just has operated in the red for years. They've been closing schools going back as recently as last year. So budgetarily, they're already sort of in a mess. And the superintendent before Ann Cardin, this guy Paul Soma, he was accused of having a toxic workplace culture and being verbally abusive to staff. So Traverse City schools don't already have a great reputation across the state. And stakeholders I've talked to in the business community at places like the Chamber of Commerce have told me, look, we really worry what this means for parents of students. You know, are you going to move to an area where the schools are this dysfunctional? It's definitely a red flag, and I'm already hearing that could have an impact on people potentially moving to the area in the future.
You've got a new superintendent. He's taken over what now?
Yeah, his name's Jim Pavelka. He was the former Traverse City superintendent, but he retired in 2005. He was brought in really late in the process. About a day before Ann resigned was when the district sort of reached out to him. He seems really popular. When they announced his name at the school board meeting, there was some applause. I met him last week. He says because he was brought in so late in the process, literally a day before Ann Cardin resigned, he couldn't speak to the situation with her. He hasn't spoken to her, and he's still sort of getting familiar with the district. So he's going to schools and reaching out to people right now and just getting brought up to speed. In the meantime, there are efforts going on social media to recall the school board members that allegedly started this. There are already, you know, plans being set in motion via social media to remove several board members from the school board that, you know, potentially have started this. So while we're out of the weeds for now, this is certainly not the end of the turmoil in the school district.
Max Johnston reports for Interlochen Public Radio. Hey, thanks very much, Max.
Thank you, Lester.